coach, it was a scoreless game for most of the game, and both teams limit shots, but you're maintaining possession. What was your message to the team at the half and during the second half?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to when we played them the last time. It's a completely low block, and so you have to be patient. They limit space. They clog central. So it's not going to be a lot of space to operate. So we looked at a couple things, but in fairness, if you're going to clog central, I mean, you don't have to overcomplicate it. We didn't have much service in the first half. I think we had a little more service. I wouldn't say it was overly productive service, but at least it then allowed to open space from there. And so it wasn't anything different that we needed to do from first half to second half, because again, they didn't really extend much to try to come out of the half. But they're tough. They're organized. So I respect it. They made it really difficult tonight.
What can you say about Colin?
Yes, two good goals. Obviously the first one, you know, the goalkeeper probably can't see it. I have to go back and look at it myself, but coming right to left from my vision, it's from him, it's an in-swinger, but yeah, it's a great finish. And then the second one with space, kind of as they're pushing and a little more space, and we got him with Jason, did a really good job to commit the outside back, and a really good one-time finish by Colin. So it's two goals in the last 10 minutes, clean sheet, on to the final.
Comes with the territory of, you know, playoff soccer, but can you just speak to the occasion and just the overall performance from your guys? Because like you said, it was very tough at times.
I think our guys performed. I think they dealt with their direct play at times. I think they dealt with their moments of trying to hit you on a big transition, a big ball, because Aiden Davik he scores goals. Clean sheet. I think, you know, the crowd and the atmosphere is always a help. But I felt that our maturity at times was seen. I still think we could have been more mature, but it was a good performance to get us into the final.
Just talk about, obviously, last year you lose in the semifinal at home in a penalty shootout, and you know, for 80 minutes, it sounds like it was going in a similar direction tonight. What do you think the difference was this time around to be able to get those two goals and kind of end it in regulation, whereas last year you guys obviously it was a 0-1 draw and you lose in penalties? Just how do you kind of find those two goals in a game that really, I mean, there's two shots the entire game before that?
Because we know it's going to come and you guys think it's going to go into overtime. And it's 90 minutes.
You want to say it?
It's 90 minutes. We say this all the time. It's not 85. It's not 72. It's not 45. It's 90 minutes. And we've found goals late in games. I think that there is a year of experience compared to a year ago at this time. I think there's a year of maturity, a year of collective responsibility, and a year of guys thinking about what transpired. So players play. And it was nice to see tonight.
We spoke to Jason, you know, we were up there in the press box saying this game was kind of calling out for a player like him who can operate in the half space like he does. How pleased were with his impact, John Roman's impact off the bench? Because it was a game that required, you know, a slight tweak. So how pleased were you with those guys, Jason in particular?
Yeah, Jason and John came in and did a phenomenal job. Jason found himself on the ball, found himself in good pockets. Obviously, the second assist, obviously involved in a lot of the play once he entered. He gave away a ball at midfield that ended up in a defensive long throw because he tried to mega guy. But that's his youthful, and I'm not going to take it away, but that's where probably could have gotten out of it. But I think the guys who came in, Jason, John Roman, Aiden Holmes, Diego, to name a couple, I thought that they gave us valuable minutes tonight. Bone. So I was pleased. But yeah, no, Jason, it was a game when we played him last time, it was probably one of his better games too. And I felt that as it went, it might be advantageous, and it was for him. And no, that's him. He's worked hard to get to that point.
How are you going to handle the preparation for Saturday? Obviously, none of you guys have experienced a championship game before. Just how are you going to kind of prepare your team for that moment?
What's it, 72 hours or 96 hours? I don't even know at this point.
More than 72.
That's beyond my bandwidth. Yeah.
96 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going to take it second by second. Yeah. These guys probably have their own thoughts, but... we're not going to change anything. We're not going to do anything different. Yeah, it's a final. Our group's earned it. And they better enjoy being together. We'll be back in. We'll have a couple days of prep. But at this point in the year, we're not going to change much. But this is why you play sport. This is what these guys have been doing for a year. And so I'm just happy that I'm along for it and I get to watch it and be a part of it in a minimal role, but yeah, no, it's a final. Who doesn't want to be in a final?
Yeah, things got feisty there at the end. I think we were holding our breath because we saw Griffin Roach get involved. We saw a red card being pulled out of the ref's pocket. But on Griffin, he's the senior leader at the back. How crucial has he been? While Colin gets all the plaudits for the goals, but you know, Colgate really didn't have much of anything. How important is Griffin to your team?
Yeah, he was good. I spoke to him about it. He said he was trying to pull our guy, and that's always what we talk about. We're never going after anybody. But he's been huge. He's logged a lot of minutes. He's obviously recognized as the two-time Defender of the Year. He's a leader. So I thought he and Quinn tonight and Lau and Lee and... Francesco and Kate, I thought they didn't have to do much, but when they did, I still thought it was a good performance.
That's all for me.
That's all I got.
Can you just talk about now? Obviously, it's after a win. All those awards in the pregame ceremony, what that means to the guys and to you as a coach?
Yeah, I said this. Obviously, in team sport, you have individual recognition, and I don't want to downplay the work that any individual has done. But I look at those as team awards. Nothing can be achieved without every single guy in this program, every staff member. But for our program to have an offensive player of the year, to have a defensive player of the year, to have a goalkeeper of the year, and then most recently today to have the scholar academic performer is also speaks volumes to our guys and what they do day in, day out. And it is coined the term student athlete, and it's not easy. And so for our program, yeah, we dealt with it last week, but yeah, I get to brag to others about what they do every day. But I also get to brag about what this team does and what it means to be part of this team. And I think those four guys would say that their work is also dependent on their teammates. So it's been from a awards recognition perspective, a good season for our program, and obviously specifically some guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.